Unit 4, Lesson 3, The Easter Island Statues. When the first sailing ship came to Easter Island in 1722, the captain and crew were afraid to land. They saw giants looking down at them from the high cliffs. The giants didn't move, so the ship slowly moved closer. Finally, the sailors realized that the giants were statues. Who made these huge statues? How did they get there? Easter Island is a very small island in the Pacific Ocean. It is more than 2,000 miles from the nearest continent, South America. It is one of the most isolated places on Earth. The biggest statue on Easter Island is over 60 feet high and weighs over 100 tons. There are hundreds of smaller ones, about 15 feet high. All of the statues are made of stone, and some wear stone hats. Their faces are solemn and unsmiling. Earlier inhabitants of Easter Island made the statues from the rocks in a volcanic crater. Next, they had to move the statues a long distance. In some cases, they moved the statues to locations more than 10 miles away. No one knows for certain how the inhabitants were able to move the statues. Some scientists say that palm trees grew on Easter Island in the past. They think the inhabitants cut the trees down and placed the heavy statues on the trees. Then, groups of 70 or more people rolled the statues to their present locations. Other scientists disagree with this theory because there are no palm trees on the island today. More important, the purpose of the statues is still a mystery. Was the purpose of the statues to prevent strangers from landing on the island? The result, however, has been the opposite. Large groups of eager people come to look at the statues. Easter Island now has a modern airport, and people come from all over the world to visit.